what you feel. And then you look at the next group and you say, I want, let's do that again.
When you look at what Nick and Glenn were able to do, obviously the two-year stretch, are they going to be kind of two guys that you point to and say, hey, this is possible, and look what was done by these two guys?
Just like many of our players, we're always looking back at former players, looking at why they were successful at Michigan and why they're being successful now. Tim and Trey's name was mentioned quite a few times this year. Darius Morris was mentioned. But so were some of the other young men that, you know, are very successful. Zach Novak and Stu Douglas were mentioned just as much. It's all part of the Michigan family.
When you look at Nick's development over the year, are you surprised? Did he exceed expectations? Where did he kind of fall when on your...
Well, we saw glimpses last year where we thought could be a special player. And that what he just needed was the opportunity. And with the Tim and Trey going pro, he had a great opportunity.
John, these guys talked about being all 2 feet in or 2 feet out. What does that mean to you when they say that? And is that something you talked to them about?
Yeah, no, it's really very, very important that obviously, the perfect scenario is to win a championship, win a national championship in April, graduate in May, and get drafted in the NBA in June. You know, that's my thing. But regardless, this is all part of the process. You got to understand, you got to this position because that's all you did was play hard and work hard for Michigan. We want that same type of commitment coming back, or if you don't come back, have that same type of commitment going forward.
So how do you feel about these deadlines, the way that they're set up in the calendar? Does it give you enough time when you have a decision like this where you can still recruit, or would you like to see some of that change?
The advantage is that we can still do some recruiting while scholarships can come available at a quicker point.
I'm going to be a great overall player at the next level. I think that's something that a lot of guys are missing, either they're scorers or they can defend. So, I think that's definitely going to help me as being a great overall player who can play defense and offense. I think that, the sky's the limit for my talent and just hard work that's really going to come. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised and shocked by the way that they see us playing.
Who gave you the best piece of advice?
I would say Trey probably did.
Yeah.
By saying, there's a lot of ups and downs. Don't just look at the idea of going to the NBA for all the flashy things and this and that. That's gonna come. Go because you're ready. Go because you're confident in yourself. And you feel like you belong at the next level.
Did he think you're ready?
Yeah, he did. And Tim, they know my game. They really thought I was ready. Left it up to me. Said, if you need anything, call me. One phone call away. So they're still like brothers to me. And, I thank them for that. They really gave me great advice.
He thought about
most teams or scouts probably know what they're getting. And you feel like you can show another side of yourself during the individuals?
Definitely. And I can't wait for that moment. Like I said, I keep using the word surprise, but a lot of people are going to be kind of shocked by the way that I play and some of the things that they necessarily didn't get to see during the season. I know a lot of questions have come, and why didn't they see it during the season? But that's my job to prove it wrong and show them what I can actually do. Part of it being within the system, of Michigan. One thing that I really don't regret is not complaining one day about playing for. Sometimes I was just standing in a corner. I never complained one time about doing those things to help the team win. I just stayed confident within myself. But people seeing glimpses of what I can do. Putting that piece of the puzzle all together is really going to be key. I can't wait for that moment. I'm very confident.
Do you think your game translates better to the NBA with maybe a little more space to operate than the college defenses?
Definitely.
Is that one of the big determinants in your decision?
Yes, it was. Especially just watching an NBA game, seeing how I can fit in, seeing that the way that I think I can play at the next level, I think my game is very well translate, whether that's on the defensive or offensive side.
So did you maybe feel like there wasn't a lot to gain out of another year of college?
A little bit, yeah. I was going to get better, but I'm going to get better at the next level also. These coaches are great.
teammates are great, but you know, I believe that this was the right choice in taking that next step. A lot of people don't see why I did it, you know, and it's hard to kind of explain it to a lot of different people if you aren't in this situation, but you know, I definitely think that this was the right choice, and it's just my job to go out there and prove the doubters wrong, or you know, people who don't necessarily understand why I did it, it's my job to go out there and do it.
You sound like Tim. Like, yeah. This is what Tim sounded like last year. Same thing. Yeah. You know, people doubting. And did you guys have that conversation?
We did. And like I said, he was in a very similar situation, as you can tell, as me last year. You know, people really didn't know the type of player that he could become. You know, people knew he was a shooter, which he is doing great at the next level. But his overall game has improved. You know, you can see it. You know, and one thing about Tim is he's a hard worker. So, you know, he told me just work hard these next 2 months. You know, the sky's the limit. You know, and just can't wait to see you here.
I had one scout say that one of the hangups has been kind of that. You know, you show so many things. You've done so many different things. Like, there's glimpses that you mentioned, but like his big like hang-up was, you know, I just always wanted to see him dominate and stuff like that. Was there anything holding you back, or is that, you know, how would you kind of
like
counter
said,
that at this point?
It's kind of tough to explain. You know, I've never thought about you know, landing anything or anything.
Of all the people you talked to, was there one voice maybe you put a little more emphasis on that you were listening to a little more carefully?
Really just my parents. That was the main people that I talked to, and those are the people that I trust more than anyone, so what they said really had a big impact on me.
Did they have any hesitations at all?
No. I mean, when I heard from the advisory board, you know, the news is kind of what I was looking for, and you know, they were kind of along with me on that, whereas if I heard what I wanted to hear, that they were going to 100% support me. So, you know, whether I stayed in school or decided to leave, they were going to support me.
Nick, what were your initial impressions of Glenn when you got to Michigan?
At first I thought he was more of a quiet kid. It was tough to read him. Didn't show a lot of emotions, but he was, you know, a great basketball player. You could always see that. The amount of talent and athleticism that he had, and you know, I knew he was a hard worker from day one, and you know, he made great strides throughout these last two seasons on improving his game, and you know, I think he's ready to make that next step.
Is it personally satisfying to be able to have this moment alongside him?
No doubt. You know, we're great friends, and we've shared some great experiences these last 2 years together, and you know, this is another experience that we're able to share together, and I'm sure, you know, 15, 20 years down from the line, we'll all look back at this and have some good laughs.
Excellent. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Anything really stand out to you?